You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and daily podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong, new last name, and it is our last official day of our scriptural Bible study in the book of Ephesians. I don't know. I'm kind of sad. I think, not really, because, you know, you can literally go back and read it again and again and again, because the Holy Spirit is known for giving new revelation on scriptures you think you may already know. And hey, maybe we went through it too fast for you. I don't know. Maybe you didn't read all of it. I don't know. But either way, I'm excited to share with you today what areas of Ephesians 6 stood out to me. Like, what areas really just popped out. When I say popped out, I mean, I believe the Lord highlighted them for me before I even used my orange highlighter. Okay. So these are the things that the Holy Spirit brought to my attention when I was studying the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Let's get into it. All right, y'all, here we go. It's Saturday morning. We about to just go head on and run these things down. But let me just say this. Ephesians, the study of the book of Ephesians, really, I mean, it's really robust. You know, like, the whole Bible is robust. But there are some parts, some books that are way more robust. And in Ephesians, we're reading as Paul is writing this letter to the church of Ephesus and giving them some key instructions. That's what I call today's podcast, today's blog, key instructions, because I felt like these are really some key instructions for us to follow so that we can, you know the keys to life, have the keys to life straight from the Word of God. Like, we're getting instructions straight from the Word of God so that we can have the keys to life. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so let's jump right into it. Children, obey your parents because it is the right thing to do. Like, I'm just going to let my kids hear the podcast today. Y'all should play the podcast for your kids. At least just play this first part. Children, obey your parents because it is the right thing to do. Bottom line, like, and some of us are grown children, okay? And we don't obey our parents, but it says, children, obey your parents because it is the right thing to do. Now, if you are grown and you done left and all that stuff, you know, you're not really under your parents anymore. Number two says, honor your father and your mother, because this is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and your mother, because this is the first commandment with a promise. Yeah, so your mama and daddy still here. You are to honor them. That's a commandment from the Lord. So if you be like, you know, treating your parents any kind of way, that's not good at all. Okay, so if your parents are still here, honor them. Number three, instructing fathers. This is what I got from Ephesians 6. It was instructing fathers on how to correct, encourage, and teach their kids divine guidelines. Now, this one really stood out because it said, we are to bring our children up in the instruction of the Lord. We are to nurture and care for them and give them age-appropriate discipline, not in anger, but in love. And then Dr. Tony Evans' study notes said, discipline is not the same thing as venting. Yikes. Yikes, y'all. Okay, I'm just going to be honest because that's all I can be. This really popped out to me because I can be quite the venter. Okay, I may have made that word up. I can be quite the venter when I'm disciplining my kids. And I know sometimes they looking at me and it's just going in one ear and out of the other. Because they like, oh, here she go. Here she going in. Like, the discipline part is over. And I done just start venting to them and just going in, going on and on and on and on like a nagging mama, right? But discipline, Dr. Evans said in the study notes, discipline is not the same thing as venting. We are to give our children age-appropriate discipline, not in anger, but in love. We ain't supposed to be just hollering at them all the time. You know what I'm saying? We supposed to do it in love. Because why? Number four, God disciplines us in love in order to correct our behavior. God ain't hollering at us. God ain't venting to us. And we are to do the same thing with our kids. Discipline in love in order to correct their behavior. We also to live with a heavenly perspective and serve with a good attitude as to the Lord, not to people. You are to serve with a good attitude as to the Lord, not to people. I wish I could just put this on my forehead when I go out to places and they have bad attitudes when they serve. You are not, listen, whether you are miserable in your job or not, or you just, you know, can't stand your boss or whatever it is, you are to serve with a good attitude as to the Lord, not to the people. See, you have a heavenly employer too, and he is watching even when your earthly employer not looking at you. We are slaves of Christ, and we are to do God's will from our heart. So that means serving Christ in your job, that's obeying your employer. Now, as long as they not telling you to disobey God, okay? Now, if they telling you to disobey God, you have permission to get on up out of there, because that's not somewhere you need to be, okay? You don't need to be in no workplace where they trying to get you to sin and disobey Christ. No, that ain't what God wants you to be. And even if you telling me, but that's how I get paid. Listen, God is your source. Okay, he'll provide for you. He is certainly not providing for you in that type of environment. Like, your money probably don't last no time because you're getting it, you know, the wrong way. And you working under people who disobeying Christ. Okay. But also, if you're serving Christ in your job and you're doing a good job, but your employer don't see your good works and they don't show you any appreciation for the good that you do, know this, God sees all and will reward you. Look at I got tongue tied. God sees all and will reward you. Okay, that's for somebody who feel like they keep getting the short end of the stick. They keep getting passed over for promotions. Everybody keep getting promoted and all that. But you doing a good job, like you legit doing a good job. I ain't talking about you faking doing a good job now. I ain't talking about you just do a good job when you think they looking at you, or when you trying to get the promotion, you trying to last minute do a good job. I'm talking about you legit doing a good job, but they are just not being fair and they're passing you over. You getting the short end of the stick. Just know God will reward you. God sees all and he will reward you. Now, then, so Ephesians first of all gave us key instructions on obeying our parents, honoring our father and our mother, gave fathers instructions on how to, you know, correct, encourage, and teach our kids. Then it went in, and then it also tells us about how to work, basically, how to be good Christian workers, you know, with our employers, and how to serve with a good attitude because you're really working for the Lord. But then Ephesians 6 go into talking about spiritual warfare and putting on the whole armor of God. I was like, whoa, this is definitely key, right? So it's telling us about parenting. It's telling us about how to work. It's telling us about how to live with heavenly perspective. And then it's also telling us how to war in the spirit, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That verse is actually in there. Christian warfare is verse number 12, Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil spiritual forces in the heavens. Okay, so spiritual warfare, let's break it down. Spiritual warfare is the conflict in the spiritual realm that affects the physical realm. So our day-to-day problems that we have here on earth are actually not problems that started here on earth. They're rooted in the spiritual realm. Okay, did y'all get that? Because we're spiritual beings, y'all. I know y'all look at yourselves in the mirror every day and think you like, you know, like this fleshly person, but you really a spiritual being in a flesh suit, in a flesh body, in a dirt suit, as Dr. Miles Monroe would say. So our daily problems that we're facing here on earth, these physical problems that we're facing, are rooted in the spiritual world. And our weapons for this kind of spiritual war are also in the spiritual realm. So bottom line, you can't shoot a demon with your gun. You can't punch a demon in the face, even though you may want to. Because you know what? If you did, you would actually be punching the person who the demon is operating within. But you won't touch the demon unless you're fighting with spiritual weapons. See, if you're trying to touch the demon, if you're trying to cast out demons, you got to fight with the full armor of God. You got to fight with the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, you know, the whole full armor of God. You got to fight with the full armor of God, knowing, and you got to know this when you're fighting, that the victory is already won. Okay? The victory is already won. Christ already defeated Satan, but that don't stop Satan from coming for us. Because if you don't live as if Christ has already gotten the victory, know this, he coming for you. Okay. The battles we face daily are all rooted in the devil and his efforts to deceive us. See, the demonic realm, they watch you. They know your history. They know your weaknesses. They know your sin patterns. Man, when I read that, I was like, oh my goodness. He knows our sin patterns. Matter of fact, yesterday I felt like he was attacking me because he knew my sin pattern, because I felt like it had been a long week. And I was like, man, I just talked about spirits yesterday, right? Y'all heard the podcast yesterday when I was talking about spirits. Then all of a sudden I felt like I wanted some spirits, you know, like I didn't get any, but I'm just saying, it was like he tried to bring that back to my remembrance of how I felt, quote unquote, you know, with those spirits. But I don't need that anymore. And I'm so thankful for that. But it don't mean that he won't try. The enemy gonna try. Okay. He know you. He know your weaknesses. He know your history. And what he's trying to do, his main goal, the devil's main goal, is to keep you from experiencing God's will for your life. That's his main goal, to keep you from experiencing God's will for your life. He wants you to trip up. He know your sin pattern. So he wants you to trip up and think you need that thing in order to, you know, be put at ease in your mind. He wants you to think stuff like that. But see, the thing is, the only power the devil has is the power that you give him through sin and disobedience. If you live an unrighteous life, a disobedient life, a sinful life, when you live like that, you open the door to the devil. See, when we sin, we are giving Satan the power to invade our hearts and our lives. And he coming. He coming to try to beat us down spiritually. He coming for you. Okay. He know. Dr. Tony Evans said, he got a video on YouTube about Satan's strategy, the strategy of Satan or something like that. But he said that Satan be got game tape on you. He know you. He know you probably better than you know you. He know what get you. He knows what to do in order to get you to be thinking, you know, against what God has said, right? So when we sin, we are giving Satan the power to invade our hearts, to invade our lives. But you can overcome his tail, okay? You can overcome the devil just like Jesus did with the word of God. Y'all remember Jesus was like, Satan was like, what about? Jesus said, it is written. Jesus ran that word back to him. Run that word back to him. Run that word back to the devil. Run the word of God back to the devil. It is written. It is written. The devil can't function in an environment of integrity, and he's allergic to the word of God when it is consistently used against him. I said consistently. See, the key is you got to be consistently using the word of God. You can't be half doing it. Okay. Don't do that. Don't be half doing it. You got to be consistent with the word. When he come and tempt you with something, you got to be like, the Bible says, I am not to be getting drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. So what you trying to get me to be thinking about? I ain't thinking about it. The word of God says, don't be drunk with wine. So I'm not going to be drunk with wine. I'm going to be filled with the Spirit. So I'm going to do what it takes so that I can be filled with the Spirit. Mainly saying, Lord, fill me up. Lord, let your presence be all over me right now in the name of Jesus. Okay, that's how you got to be talking. When the devil try to come and yak in your ear, you got to speak that word. Okay, you got to speak that word. And then finally, notice, prayer is the divine means for putting on your spiritual armor. Y'all, can't stress it enough. You got to have a robust prayer life. How do you do that? Starting small. Just start small. Committing to praying 5 minutes a day when the first part of your day. Don't be putting prayer off for the evening time. You can pray in the evening as well, but the first thing you should do in the morning is pray. Have a conversation with the Lord, okay? So y'all, be encouraged today to stand firm in Christ's victory, because the enemy can never defeat you when you do. And that's how we wrap up another episode of On Assignment by God. On Assignment by God. It's a daily blog and a daily podcast. We go 6 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Y'all, I told y'all I'm working on my jingle. Y'all over there like, what's she doing? Working on my jingle on the air. Okay. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. I appreciate y'all. So let me give y'all these assignments and then we're going to get on out of here and let y'all keep going on this amazing Saturday. I don't know where you are. I don't even know when you're listening to this. You may be listening to this and it may be Sunday. No matter what, thank you so much for listening. Know that I appreciate you. Y-O-U. Okay, now what are your assignments for today? Number one. What did the Lord God say to you in y'all conversation this morning? What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Number two, where do you keep a running list of God's instructions? So in today's podcast, because it's me and the Holy Spirit. We gave some specific instructions, some key instructions on parenting, on honoring your father and your mother, on how to war in the spirit, on how to work in integrity and be a good employee or even an employer if you own a business, but basically how to serve God in the workplace. These are all key instructions. So my question is, where do you keep a running list of God's instructions? Like, where are you writing everything down so that you won't forget what is written? Because you know the devil gonna try to come at you, and you gotta tell him what's written in the word of God. Okay, because if you're writing down these instructions, they coming straight from the word. So you gotta be like, it is written that I am going to honor my father and mother. I am not going to be treating them no any kind of way, no matter what they do or say to me. Okay, so that kind of stuff. You write down, or I want you to think about where you're keeping a running list of God's instructions. And if you're not keeping a running list of God's instructions, I encourage you to do so. Okay, leave me a message on the podcast and share your thoughts about this episode. And also, finally, share this message with somebody that you know needs to hear it. We trying to grow over here at On Assignment by God. Like, share the message. Be like, did you hear this podcast with this girl from Mississippi that's got this real country twang? She talks kind of funny. I think I understand everything she's saying. I think I do. Some days I do. Some days I don't. But I go and read the blog if I don't understand what she says on the podcast. Oh man, y'all getting to know me. If you get to know me, you know I'm a little cray cray, little goofy, little silly sometimes, but I love the Lord. Okay, that's the bottom line. I love the Lord and I'm all about obeying his word. When I get key instructions, I'm like, boom, let me write that down. Dr. Miles Monroe says it like that. He's from the Bahamas. Write this down. Okay, write it down. Listen, write it down so that you can remember. Okay, remember so you can remember the things. All right, y'all, That's all I have for you today. I'm about to get my Saturday kicked off, take my son to get a haircut, and all those, you know, fun things, all those fun parental things. And I'm going to remember to not vent to my kids when it's really time to discipline them. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Make sure you jump into a church service tomorrow. I was about to say a prayer service, but that too. Jump into a church service tomorrow. If you're not back going to an actual physical building, make sure you still have church tomorrow. You can have church every day, but definitely have it on the day that a lot of people have it on, which is Sunday. All right. I'll catch y'all on Monday. Have a good one.